Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got it all sorted out. Nick Benander, who is the director of golf at Bandon Dunes Resort. Sorry about the inconvenience. We got some numbers there mixed up, but so glad that he is joining us now in the business of golf. How's life at Bandon this morning?
It's busy. It's busy. Yeah, it's sunny, and we got that nice little starting to see the fairways get a little burnt out and feeling crispy and kind of like you'd see in Lynx Golf. So now everything's great.
Well, it's amazing, that facility, what it has gone from when it first opened up in the Kaiser's Bandon Dunes to what it is now. There are five championship 18-hole courses. You have the Preserve, and there's plans now for a new short course coming. How are the plans for that going? Where is it going to be situated, and how long before that is open for play?
Yeah, we're super, super excited about the new par three course. So we just made a big announcement. It's got a name. So it's going to be called Shorties, which if you're a longtime Bandonista, you probably think, well, you already have Shorties. But, we felt like this was such a special piece of property. And really the kind of backstory of it is this was kind of one of the first areas that Shorty Dow, who was the original caretaker of the land, took Mr. Kaiser on, and really this took him along the Ridge Trail and got to see kind of where, you know, this par three course is situated, which will be just south of the Bandon Preserve and just to the west of kind of the third hole on Bandon Trails. So it's kind of tucked in these really dramatic sand dunes. It's just a really, really special piece of property. It's going to be 19 holes. Talking to our agronomy team, I think they have four holes that are already seeded. It's really coming along.
Talking to Nick Benander, PGA Director of Golf at Bandon Dunes Resort, been there since 2015. And the new list from Golf Week, all the big golf publications do this. They're top 100 U.S. courses for public, for private. But once again, Bandon grabbing 2, 4, 6, 7, and 11, the five courses in the top 11 and in Golf Week's top 100 you can play. The only one to outduel you is Pebble Beach. Is there much competition between, you know, that area, Pebble Beach, the Pinehurst area, some of the other meccas of golf? Is there any industry competition to be number one, or are you just thrilled that all five of your courses are in the top 11?
I think it's just having all five up there. I think it's one, humbling, but two, it just it's fun. I think that's the way that we kind of look at it. It's not you know, we don't really come to work every day and think, you know, this is what we have to do to be, you know, get our rankings up. I think, you know, as long as, you know, we're coming to work and, you know, we're trying to continue to have golf as it was meant to be and create trips of a lifetime, then the rankings will kind of take care of themselves. We're just really fortunate that, you know, we have great ownership with the Kaisers, and we just, you know, have an awesome piece of property here that's, we're just lucky enough to have five courses that are such highly rated.
Is there more property? What is there more plans? At some point, you run out of land, I think, unless you want to buy more. But is there any more plans to continue to expand the Bandon resort, or are you reaching, you think, the limit of what you can maintain properly to keep up those rankings?
Yeah, there is some potential down the road. I don't think anything in our near future. I think obviously, you know, this new par three course is something that we're extremely excited about. But I think, you know, down the road, potentially there is room for expansion. But as far as in the near future, I think, you know, we're just excited with, you know, having the five 18-hole courses and now going to have, you know, multiple short courses. And, you know, that's for the meantime, I think, you know, that's the exciting part. You know, the other area that is expanding is just going to be the resort itself as far as its accommodations. If you've been to the resort recently and played Old McDonald, you probably notice a giant building right behind the 18th green. We're excited this fall to be opening up the Ghost Tree Grill, which is going to be kind of a steakhouse concept with a raw seafood bar. It's going to be the largest restaurant that we'll have on property. It's going to seat around 180 people. It's going to have great views of the first and 18th hole on Old McDonald and a great view of the Ghost Tree.
Talking here with Nick Benander, PGA Director of Golf down at Bandon Dunes Resort. Very quickly, what's the timetable for that new par 3 course for Shorties to be open for play?
I think, you know, right now we're shooting for next year. I don't want to you know, put in a too early of a date, but I think, you know, sometime next summer is kind of when we're shooting for. You know, maybe sometime next spring potentially we'll be able to see a little bit of preview play, but I think that'd be kind of a safe estimate right now is kind of sometime next summer is when we're kind of hoping that we'll be able to get some guests out there and playing on it.
Well, now is high time. It's summertime. The season. I don't know that you really have an off season down there with Bandon, but obviously more people have the ability to get away, looking to have that dream golf trip. So, how far out in advance, if you want to plan your big trip with your boys or your family or whoever to get to Bandon, how far out in advance do you really need to be able to plan so you can get the most out of your vacation?
Yeah, right now it's we're pretty much on booking about 18 months out. It's kind of where we're at. We'll be kind of starting to work on our 2025 bookings here in the next couple months. So that's kind of the window right now. So it's definitely, you know, golf is super popular, like everybody knows right now, and we've been really fortunate over the last couple of years to see such a boom in golf. It's about 18 months out. The one nice thing though, it doesn't affect everybody in the Pacific Northwest, but certainly Oregonians, you know, outside of our peak season months, July through September, we do offer Oregonian rates. So, you know, any Oregon resident, can come down outside of those months and get basically the same rate as our hotel guests. So, you know, we do allow those. There is some small restrictions as far as, basically having to book those within 21 days. But if you're in, you know, the Portland, Eugene area and, you know, you see the weather's going to be really nice and you want to maybe come down and have a quick 1 day or 2 day trip at the resort, you can call our reservations team or go on bandondunesgolf.com and be able to try to secure one of those Oregon resident rates.
Well, we know sometimes the weather down there where you are on the southern Oregon coast, even though it's, you know, maybe late fall or maybe even in the dead of winter, you guys are buffered a little bit, don't have it as cold, don't have it as rainy. Is there a hidden time of the year when the weather's crappy in the rest of the state, but is an ideal time to come out and play?
I think if I would have had this question like 4 years ago, I would have been, hey, you know, December, January is a super hidden gem time of year and would almost be considered like maybe like a shoulder season for us. But I think the secret is definitely out that in December and January, we can get some of our best days of the year where it's 60 degrees, sunny, and no wind. But that secret's kind of out. But at the same time, there's still little pockets, I think, where you can get some maybe late afternoon times, things like that. So I think for, you know, anyone that's kind of in that area that's close by, that maybe thinks that, hey, you know, I can't afford Bandon or Bandon's too expensive, you know, you can play in, you know, December and January for $110, being an Oregon resident, and come out here and have a great time and maybe catch one of those best days of the year.
And then also, you said, you know, 21 days out for Oregon residents in the non-peak season. Also, I would imagine midweek, you're more likely to be able maybe to secure a lodge room or something as well.
No, lodging is the one thing that is kind of the area that we're pretty booked up on and is definitely the one area that we have the kind of the least amount of availability right now. The golf, you know, having five golf courses, there's usually at least going to be some tee times available at one of them, but it's the lodging for us. That's definitely the area that, that books up the quickest.
Do you have relationships maybe with, you know, in Bandon or I know there's some campgrounds as well out there if you have an RV or something. So, obviously you'd love to have as many people, but if the resort's full, some tips maybe for people wanting to do the drive down.
Yeah, definitely. There's a bunch of different, you know, the Bandon Inn is a great hotel in town, the Best Western. You got the Mill Casino that's just north of us in Coos Bay. That's a short drive. So there's definitely some really good options of lodging outside of the resort that'll allow those folks to be able to come down and have you know, be able to experience the resort and come and have a great time maybe in the middle of winter.
Well, I know I can't wait to get back down. It's been a little bit since we've been down, so looking forward to possibly trying to find some tee times later on in the fall or the winter. Can't wait to see the new par 3 course when it's available for play, and we'll keep an eye out, too, for some of the other Dream Golf events or courses. I know the one in Western Colorado that got announced, the plans for that. Everybody's excited for that, too. Nick Benander, PGA Director of Golf at Bandon Dunes Resort. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Congratulations again to everybody down there. Five of the top 11 public courses in the United States, according to Golf Week magazine and USA Today. Thanks so much, Nick, and we look forward to more coming from the Kaisers and Dream Golf and Bandon Dunes here in the future.
Thank you guys very much for having me on, and excited to hopefully see you down here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.